This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
The first town hall meeting called by the nonprofit group Article 5 Convention for Our Children's Future on the issue of the national defense budget. Experts on the panel include Dr. Robert Pollan, Dr. Miriam Pemberton, and Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. Once again, you can tune in on Thursday, July 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on KBOO Portland. On Thursday, July 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
You are indeed listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is approximately 10 a.m. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
Dr. Miriam Pemberton.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, July 12th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Nancy Pelosi is in the spotlight after her remarks when she appeared at an event in San Jose. Netroots Nation Conference attendees booed Pelosi over her remarks regarding Edward Snowden. More on that later in the program. The Trayvon Martin case is at the moment in hiatus, but just recently the defense rested, and now we wait over the weekend. It is a weekend verdicts are always controversial, the jury is being sequestered, and over the weekend we don't know exactly what will happen. It's a strange case made far stranger by the U.S.'s assertion that we are now a post-racial nation. I guess we'll find out that on Monday. More on the local front, of course, there will be, and there have been this week, coal events, and we also face the prospect of trucks and trains full of the Bakken oil as well trundling through Cascadia. People have been consistent in coming out in the streets, showing up, attending meetings, voicing their concerns with other accidents across the country, very recently too. There are more questions being raised by the people that really ought to have the answers by now. The answer, of course, being no, we don't need this in Cascadia. We'll be speaking later on with Susan Lindauer. We began an interview on Wednesday and didn't get very deeply into it. Susan Lindauer, of course, is the former CIA asset. She was incarcerated at Carswell. It's a military facility. It's a communications management unit. And currently, the radical lawyer Lynn Stewart is dying there, a fourth stage breast cancer. Susan's been inside. She survived years there. And she's going to be talking a little bit about Egypt. She is an expert on the Middle Eastern nations, North African politics, Libya in particular, and also Egypt. And we'll be talking with her later on, continuing that conversation from Wednesday. First, this from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny today with a high near 73. We expect light northwest winds, 8 to 13, and gusting up as high as 21 miles per hour, probably a bit higher in the gorge tonight. Mostly clear skies, lows around 55, again breezy. Winds gusting up into the low 20 miles per hour area. For Saturday, sunny skies, highs near 80, light north wind, northwest wind to 13 miles per hour. For Saturday night, clear skies, lows around 57. Sunday dawns bright and clear with a high around 81. Calm winds, 5 to 7. And Sunday night, clear skies and a low around 60, bringing us full circle to Monday morning. The alternative forecast has this. It's a waxing crescent moon in Leo. The moon is 4 days old. Holding steady, the advice is go with leafy vegetables and annuals that produce above ground. Not a good time to pick vegetables if they're to be stored. The biodynamic outlook, moon in Leo, it's a fire sign, it's a good time to sow fruiting plants rather than leafy ones, is what they have to say. And the sidereal, moon in Leo, dry and barren, good time for garden maintenance. That's it for the lunar planting calendar forecast. That's it then for alternative as well as conventional notes. Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, it's reported in The Guardian, of course, that that Edward Snowden said he's requesting political asylum in Russia. The U.S. has put a tremendous heat on Latin American nations, and it seems that their offers of asylum are gradually being drawn from the table. Russia, then, it looks like, and not just the airport, thinking of moving in. And that's probably a good thing, because the reason that Julian Assange is ensconced in the Ecuadorian embassy in London is that if he moves from there, he can, in fact, can and will be arrested. The U.S. is inordinately furious, of course, with Edward Snowden, because he has forced America to come clean, as it were, and face the angry reaction from nations around the world, people who do not like these types of secret invasive policies. Snowden has risen into the spotlight. There are others, however, that who precede him. We hope at some point, and we've been trying to get Russell Tice on the show, another NSA figure who stepped forward and blew the whistle on this type of spy activity. Regarding Nancy Pelosi, many people, I think, have seen, and we will try to put a link to this on the website, the video of Pelosi. She was booed when she appeared at a seemingly friendly Netroots Nation conference last month in San Jose. The boos started coming when the subject of Snowden was raised. What she said was that he violated the law in terms of releasing the documents, and that we have to have a balance between security and privacy. Pelosi said that people on the far right are saying, this is the fourth term of President Bush, and she denied that. United by a group called Coalition for Grassroots Progress, there will be many current and former Democrats among the protesters. Bob Harmon is there. It was she went on to say, it's unacceptable for the government to target telephone records. In any case, Nancy Pelosi, once again, seems to be backpedaling. American politicians are constantly mindful of politics and not the responsibility that they owe to their constituents. We'll talk a bit more about Snowden, because, of course, the leaks that he has provided us and the information that we now know is scattered at the four winds. By the way, if you think writing a letter on paper makes you safe. No, each letter, every piece of mail now is photographed, the outside of the envelope, so they have a pretty good idea who is writing to whom. So moving right along through the dark corridors of a new national security police state, which none of us ever thought would emerge. The USA Patriot Act opened whole new vistas, which I think people have failed to take seriously at the time. And now we live under this regime and have more or less adjusted to it until, of course, it comes home and individuals become the targets. We're going to speak now with Susan Lindauer. We are still trying to reach Susan Lindauer. She has been on the program before. She was on last Wednesday. She, of course, is the author of the extraordinary book, Extreme Prejudice, a second edition of which is going to be out this year, I believe. She, as we mentioned in the headlines, was incarcerated in a communications management unit for a little over 2 years. During that time, it was virtually impossible to contact her family or her lawyer. One of the rare contacts that she did have with the outside world lied to her regarding her family's interest and concern in their attempts to get in touch with her. She managed, because she is a CIA asset, Lindauer knew the playbook. She knew the tactics that were being used to silence her and to literally drive her out of her mind. They attempted to drug her, and she resisted that. And they interrogated her, and she resisted that, because these are, of course, things that, as a CIA asset, she had already become familiar with herself. She has insights on Egypt and the inner workings of the diplomatic corps of many of these nations. And now, in light of Edward Snowden's revelations of U.S. spying, the impact, although in Egypt people are pretty busy balancing the twin evils of Egypt's notorious military, as well as the Muslim Brotherhood, the U.S. is in a difficult situation there, and no doubt exacerbated by the fact that revelations, perhaps, of spying on these countries have tipped the balance away from U.S. power and more towards the actual people of these nations, no doubt emboldened by what is being revealed here. We're still trying to reach Susan and haven't been able to get her on the line yet. Meanwhile, in the U.S., and we do indeed live in a truly global form of Cascadia, thanks to the corporatization of pretty much every sphere of public life. It's not hard to see the connections between international stories and what we here in the Pacific Northwest cope with on a daily basis. When we talk about coal being shipped to China, and we talk about trains full of fuel, carbon-based fuels, traveling through Cascadia and to our ports, and the danger that places our environment in. It's because of the corporatization of Cascadia and the rest of the world. This is a sort of thing which never would have been conceived of before. Violates many, many laws, but then, of course, to corporate entities, laws are mere speed bumps in the road to their eventual objectives. Returning to the U.S. then, the prosecution in the Trayvon Martin trial made their closing statements in the George Zimmerman case after the judge allowed a prosecution request that the jury could consider the lesser charge of manslaughter. The defense made a rebuttal argument, and it goes to the jury. Many believe that the defense has not met the burden of proof for a second-degree murder conviction, but could achieve a manslaughter conviction. Others believe the case should never have gone to trial, and had it gone to a grand jury, there would have been no indictment. This comes amid fears that an acquittal could lead to protests and riots, and indeed it will. What is it? So you have to ask the question: what does it mean for Zimmerman? Should this case ever have been brought to trial? Does the evidence show that Zimmerman did anything wrong? Well, you know, the answer to that's hell yes. So we're waiting out the weekend to see what will happen. Many people across the country are not holding their breath. The forces are being mobilized right now to stand up and speak truth to power and in the name of Trayvon Martin and so very, very many, many others who find themselves in those situations, or perhaps not. It's not possible that Trayvon Martin knew what he was walking into when he walked out that night. However, anyone with a skin color other than white, when they step out onto the streets, increasingly takes their life in their own hands, as we see time and time again across the country. We still have not been able to reach Susan. There are more stories coming out of Fort Meade, where the defense in the court-martial of Private First Class Bradley Manning rested a case on this week on Wednesday. It was a Harvard law professor testifying that WikiLeaks performed a legitimate journalistic function when Private Manning gave it vast archives of secret government files. The professor, Joachim Bankler, wrote a widely cited academic article about WikiLeaks and the evolution of watchdog journalism in the internet era, and he testified that at the time of Private Manning's leaks, the group had established itself as playing a reputable and valuable journalistic role. And on that note, this has been Air Cascadia for Friday, July 12th, 2013. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
July 19th from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., tune in for KBOO's one-day flash drive fundraiser, a day filled with news and music from the equator to Antarctica.